solution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Lantis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Lantis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
As many as 20 comfort dogs will be converging on Parkland, Florida over the next several days to help people cope with the latest mass shooting at a school. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The specially trained therapy dogs are purebred golden retrievers that can bring a calming influence, allowing people to open their hearts so they can receive help at a time such as this. Tim Hetzner is with Canine Comfort Dogs of Lutheran Church Charities.
I can't tell people how important it is, even if you're not there. But the power of prayer and people knowing the Christian support that is there makes a huge difference to people.
I'm John Clemens.
U.S. intelligence officials are advising Americans not to use smartphones from China. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Although American brands like Apple manufacture their smartphones in China, U.S. intelligence officials from the NSA, FBI, and CIA say they believe smartphones sold by Chinese-based companies pose a security risk. They say the phones could be used to maliciously modify or steal information. WikiLeaks revealed last year that U.S. agencies have the ability to hack into Google and Apple phones. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. The Treasury Department plans to eliminate nearly 300 outdated tax regulations, getting rules off the books that in some cases have not applied since the 1940s. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat. Know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, you having fun, everybody? You're having fun. All right. I'm going to go over. This is, again, we do this from time to time, and I've written about financial calamities, panics over the years, and I've tried really hard. And I'm going to be honest with everybody. I do think that I fail more than I succeed when it comes to this. I do. And I understand that I'm battling human nature. And I've explained my existence. My existence is a lot like the Greek mythological, I guess, anti-hero Sisyphus, who has been condemned to push a rock to the top of a hill and have it roll back down on him from now to eternity. And again, I feel for Sisyphus. I feel his pain. Yeah, I get it. Whether it be the dot-coms, whether it be Enron, whether it be long-term capital management, whether it be the Asian financial crisis, whether it be 9/11, whether it be the financial crisis, real estate debacle, financial crisis, great recession. Been there, done that, seen it all. Seen it all. Go back, 1987, doesn't make any difference. Seen it all. The thing is that all of these people on TV, all of these people that claim to have your best interest at heart, they don't. Okay? They don't. You remember the old line? I don't even think they do it anymore. It was at 4 o'clock on CNBC way back when. It says, 4 o'clock, do you know where your money is? Please. Do you think any successful investor, any successful business owner thinks like that, acts like that? And when the whole financial crisis was taking place, again, my voice, without a doubt, was being drowned out. I was doing a lot of television back then. I was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth to New York, back and forth to the studio in Tampa to do hits all the time. I'd be on with all these wizards of smart. And I'm going to be honest with you. Again, not the first time in my career that I was the whipping boy, meaning I was in the minority when it came to my opinion and what was taking place and what was going on. And I tried. I did. I tried because, again, it made me sad. It did. It made me really, really sad. You know what also made me sad, too, was that a lot of big-time radio talk show hosts around the country with, honestly, shows that are much bigger than mine. Not all, but many. Many jumped on board this financial crisis bandwagon and started selling all sorts of end-of-the-world crap and gold and silver and coins and other BS out there and using sales tactics, pushing the fear buttons on people, telling people that we're going to be living in the Walking Dead sometime soon. Really, really, again, it depressed me because I knew it was going to happen. So people are going to freak out. They're going to freak out. They're going to listen to some of these people and they're going to sell everything. They're going to sell everything and wait for the sky to fall. And they're going to wait and they're going to wait and they're going to wait and they're going to keep waiting and the sky's not going to fall. And things are going to slowly but surely right themselves like they naturally would. Would have happened much, much quicker if the previous administration to get itself so involved and everything was taking place would slowly but surely right itself because you know what? It is the United States of America and we do have the most dynamic economy in the world. And they would still wait. And then years would go by and they'll talk about how they lost everything in the Great Recession. And the key phrase is they lost everything. Yes, they did. They did it to themselves. They did it to themselves. Rather than believe in the American economy, rather than believe that things were going to get better like they always do, they decided to do what? Check out. That has always been the worst possible bet for investors. The worst possible bet for investors is to bet against America. It fails every single time. And now you hear all these woe is me stories. I lost everything. Yeah, you did because you sold everything. Listen, I get it. You may have owned banks and certain companies in there where the fundamentals had changed. And you know what? You should have sold that. But to sell everything and buy yourself some trinkets that you're going to stick in a safe? Back in May 2008, was at the Berkshire Hathaway conference. Warren Buffett stunned people. He came out and he said this at that conference back in May of 2008. If a stock I own goes down 50%, I'd look forward to it. In fact, I would offer you a significant sum of money if you could give me the opportunity for all of my stocks to go down 50% over the next month. Again, to most people, that sounds crazy. Hey, oh, oh boy, Warren Buffett, you're right. He's nuts, right? He should retire. It's 2000. He's got to go. No. Buffett buys businesses that he thinks are great. He looks at value. He thinks, wow, this is a great, solid. Look at what they make. Look at what they do. Look at the service that they provide. Wow, this is a fantastic business. The value looks good here. And you know what? I think it's going to grow. I'm going to buy that. Now, if you believe that and you have that knowledge, wouldn't you like to buy more of that company on sale? Wouldn't you like to buy more of that company on sale? I would. Because eventually, what happens? What happens? Eventually, and it may take time, because sometimes it does. When you have market sell-offs or something happen, it can take time. But eventually, companies will go back to what they're worth, their true intrinsic value. That's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Now, I've been banging on this very drum for decades, whether it be in the columns that I've written before I've even had a radio show, whether it be trying to educate our clients, seminars that I've given, or right here on the radio. Let me tell you something. You listening? Listen close. More money is lost due to irrational investor behavior rather than asset allocation or even stock selection. More money is lost by people saying, I'm out, I'm in, I'm out, than the actual assets that they buy. Think about that for a second. Now, granted, everybody has a situation that is unique, is different. I'm going to actually go over this a little bit later on in the program today. How you go about determining how much money you should have in cash to make you feel safe. We've talked about this before, but I'm going to do it again here. Now, yes, listen, I understand that. Certain people out there, you're closer to retirement, you need money for a down payment on a house, you need money for your kids' education. Yeah, that's money you can't afford to speculate with in the first place. I can smell irrational behavior miles away. Miles away. Many people, time and time again, in their prime saving years, prime years for saving and investing, trying to guess what the market is going to do next. Let's say you open up. And you know what? You're going to take a look. Maybe many people, I don't know what the markets are going to do for the next couple weeks. I don't. Let's say you open up this month's account statement and you see that it's down from the prior month. So, and the temptation is, if I had only sold everything and if I had only bought anything, do you understand how dumb that thought actually is? Do you have any idea how dumb that thought actually is and how futile it is? I'm a big believer. Okay, it's not actually a belief. It is. It's right. You worry about things that you have control over. You worry about things that you have control over in life. You don't have any control over what the market's going to do. None. You do have control over how your financial plan is going to go. Control over what your goals are. You do have control. You do have control. Control at looking at the fundamentals of a company. That's not gambling and investing. And you know, hey, sometimes you know what? You might be wrong. You might be wrong. And you know what you can do? You can protect your downside if that's the case. And there are various different tools that you can utilize to do that. It's not trading. It's investing. You're trying to build something. You're trying to build something. And if you think that you're going to be able to control market, you're not. Buffett also made a point a while ago. He said investing, he equated it to dieting. He said it's simple but not easy. Right. Losing weight, pretty simple, right? Get all these fad diets out there, all this, oh yeah, so we'll teach you how to do this, do that. No. It's real simple. Okay? You want to lose weight, you take in less calories than you're actually burning. Utilize that gym membership and you're good to go. That's it. Again, you know, it's simple, but it's not easy, especially in my case. I've got my mother's a great cook. My mother-in-law's a great cook. Makes it more difficult, right? You know what? Quality, value, fundamentals, compounding, interest. They're all simple. They're all simple things we talk about here on the program. But I know, I get it. In volatile times, you know what? Oh, I got to get out. I'm scared. What's going to happen? Or when the schlock broker guys, ooh, look at this great new financial product that I got. And it's great. And you're going to see all these levels of return that you're not seeing before. Yeah, I know. That stuff's tempting too. Don't fall for it. Got to take a quick break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here. I used to joke that words like etiquette, honor, respect went out of style with a fedora hat. The problem is, I still wear a fedora and I've not given up on those three foundational concepts. I'm told to keep up with the times, that there's a new language, a new social norm. Okay, but is this the trade we really want for our sons and daughters? The often mean-spirited exchanges on social media, differences in opinion reduced to one side or both must be a liar, foul language in place of thoughtful conversation, sometimes as commonplace as is and was. Times truly are changing. Keep in mind, this change thing is as old as humanity. Societies always change from one generation to the next. Old norms are traded for new, and Rome was built and fell before the Dark Ages. I think we need a course correction. If you agree, let the change begin with us, you and me and our families. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Hey, Watchdog listeners, are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count. Prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on watchdogonwallstreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and encore careers. Don't wait. Download right now at watchdogonwallstreet.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
Financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Fact, there's never been a correction. There's never been a correction in the overall market that has not proven to be an opportunity. Never. Never. And I've told this story before here on the program. I wrote a column about it years ago, too. I remember when my daughter was little, she had this, she was afraid, she was pretty much not afraid of anything. But for some reason, she was afraid of bears. There was that television show on Disney Channel, Bear in the Big Blue House. She was scared of Bear in the Big Blue House. She just didn't like bears. And again, we've seen it, and the media plays it up. How many pictures did you see this past week of bears? Grizzly bears, black bears, bears fighting bulls, bears, 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 and more bears. Yeah, they want to scare you with this stuff. Again, why? Why? They want you to be one of the greater fools. They want you to be there. They don't. Do you think Wall Street, you think the big firms are going to care if the market drops a few thousand points? Does it affect them? No. Oh, they're just going to stock up on the stuff that you sell. And you see all these pundits on TV all the time claiming that they know what's going to happen next. And they're all full of it. They're all full of it. This one says this is going to happen. Oh, you called the market sell-off, boy. Yeah, he's smart. We're going to bring him on the program next. What did he know and how did he know it? And I told that story here on the program. The guy that got all the credit in the world for being in 100% cash prior to the 1987 market crash. And the only reason why he was all in cash was that he didn't get his approval from the Securities and Exchange Commission to invest. Yet he was held out to be a guru. And of course, he played the entire thing up. People, get off the hamster wheel. Would you please? Get off the hamster wheel. Trying to forecast the market is, it's almost like an addiction. Or almost like a downward spiral. It's a downward spiral. It's a death spiral. If you are chasing a market, you are a market chaser. If you are reacting to the market, you're going to lose. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Just like gamblers, you will eventually lose. You remember that scene in movie Casino where I don't know, some big time gamblers came in to the casino, and they kicked butt. They did awesome. And Robert De Niro was running the casino. He's like, we can't have this. They were going to leave. And he told them that their helicopter, it was either their helicopter, their airplane was broken. There was a malfunction. and they were going to have to stay. But don't worry about it. You can stay, and we'll put you up in the best suite here. We're going to take care of you. All of our apologies. The helicopter's broken. What in turn did those people do? They kept gambling, and then eventually they lost everything. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. You want reality, people? Here's reality. Stocks will make fantastic investments over the next 30 years. If only you can just get through today. Everybody seems to take whatever market downturn that's out there and they want to extrapolate it into the future. You take a look at that statement. Oh, my God, I was up last month. I'm down this month. Really? Have you seen where the markets have come? I was getting a kick out of this. They kept talking about, wow, largest point loss ever. So? I mean, it was, what was it, 5%? I don't even remember. I'm like, so what? I mean, we had those types of moves happen all the time back in 2008, 2009. The points don't matter. The percentages matter, for crying out loud. But they're playing it up. Playing it up. They gotta have a story to tell, did they not? Listen, people, market's going to continue to reflect growth. Growth in the world's leading companies, best companies out there. You want to take a look at earnings? You want to take a look at revenues? Are they going up or are they going down? You tell me. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultation with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff there at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
You could pass a law that makes it hard to get this kind of gun in a new condition. You're going to struggle to keep it out of the hands of someone who's decided that's what they want to use, because there's so many of them out there already that would be grandfathered in. You can do a background check. The truth is, in almost all these cases I cited, the individual either erroneously passed a background check or would have passed it or did.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio earlier today on the Senate floor. Now, he was again, of course, addressing the gun control issues and the possible talk of banning certain types of weaponry. This all after the school shooting that took place yesterday in Florida, where 17 people were killed and several others were injured. Democratic Senator Kamala Harris of California says now's not the time to play politics.
Maybe it will shock some people into understanding this cannot be a political issue. We have to be practical. I support the Second Amendment, but we have to have smart gun safety laws.
This is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
Are you in business? Not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
That you are. That you are. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. We got over 50% of the companies reporting. Greater than 75% have beat earnings per share estimates. Over 80% have beat sales estimates. Markets point toward economic strength. We actually had the Atlanta Fed come out and say that the economy could grow at 5.4%. Trump's first year saw Americans' compensation rise at the fastest pace since 2008. I can go on and on and on. Is that not good news? Again, this past week, you were told, well, you know, good news is bad news. And this could lead to more inflation out there. And, you know, you got the 10-year treasury rising. Look at those yields have gone up. And so what? I want the yields on our treasuries to go up. I do. Maybe that might keep our government in check from spending as much money. I know that's wishful thinking. But I'd like to have some other tools in my toolbox that have gone away that I could utilize in portfolios. Markets have far outperformed the current bull market that we're in with much higher interest rates in a world that was much different with not so many customers from all over the globe. So I don't want to even hear it about that. Okay? It's nonsense. I want to talk a little bit about, I mentioned this earlier on in the program, talking about investing, when to put money away. And we've talked about paying oneself here on the program. Here's some simple things. Simple things. Dollar cost averaging. What is dollar cost averaging? I try to put this together for people, and I want them to understand it. And again, this is the same way I explain it to kids. When I'm asked to speak to high school kids or college, or speak to my own kid, it doesn't make any difference. I said, you need to pay yourself every single month. Pick a day. Pick a day. And some people, they get paycheck. Money comes out of their check every single time they get it and goes into their 401k plan. And if you're not doing that, again, pay yourself, or maybe you should even add to it. Pay yourself every single month. Pick a day and do it. And when you pick that day, you don't take a look at what the futures are doing in the morning before work starts, and you don't check what the market is doing before you put the money away. You just do it. You just do it. Again, I just explained here on the program, if you were the worst market timer as far as entry points are concerned, and you decided to invest at the market highs whether it be right before the 1987 crash, whether it be before the dot-com collapse, whether it be before the financial crisis, you are still coming out way ahead. You get it? So sometimes you're going to be buying in certain days. Odds would say certain days that, you know what, you're going to buy in when the market's not doing so well and things are down. And you're going to buy some stuff on sale. That is dollar cost averaging. Another key. And I've said this before, but most people fail to understand this. The bulk of stock market returns throughout history have been due to compounding. Compounding interest. Dividends being reinvested. It is something to behold. It really is. It is, you don't understand. Again, you start building up wealth. And you start to see, over time. And then you take a look at your portfolio and how quickly it starts. It ends up becoming like an avalanche. It really does. You think of it like a little snowball on top of a mountain and it starts rolling and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and it picks up speed as it goes along. It's amazing. You need to utilize the best safe yields you can find and you need to stick with them. And of course, you always need to look for value. Look to buy things on sale. Nothing wrong with that. Proper asset allocation. You're doing well in your portfolio. You need to trim here, tuck there. I get that. And one more thing that I did mention on the program a couple weeks ago. And I get some questions about this via the email. And it was invest like a millionaire. Or invest like a wealthy person. Or invest like a billionaire. I'm going to ask everybody a question. What do you think? What do you think Warren Buffett was doing? I mentioned him. What do you think Warren Buffett was doing? Huh? On Monday. What do you think Jeff Bezos was doing? What do you think Mark Zuckerberg? He's one of the latest billionaires out there. There's a column. Market Route wipes $114 billion from fortunes of world's richest. What? What? Did they change their lifestyle at all? Didn't wipe anything. The valuation came down for a day. Hey, you know what? I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to take a quick break right here. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog. On WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
This message is brought to you by GSK. According to the CDC, we are in the midst of a very active flu season, with much of the country having experienced widespread and intense flu activity. While relatively rare, the flu can lead to hospitalization and death. Since 2010, annual flu-related deaths during regular flu seasons have ranged from 12,000 to 56,000. Cerise Murata, Chief Operating Officer of Families Fighting Flu and a GSK spokesperson, lost her son Joseph to flu in 2009 when he was only 5.
It wasn't until after losing Joseph to the flu that I realized how serious flu could be. People, for the most part, think flu is just a bad cold. They don't understand how serious it can be, how critically important it is for everyone 6 months and older to be vaccinated against the flu every year. And that's why my mission really is to spread that awareness in hopes that we can save some other families from experiencing similar tragedy.
Currently, the CDC recommends that all people over the age of 6 months get vaccinated against the flu annually. Visit the CDC's influenza website, flu.gov, for more information.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You give me that funny feeling in my trunk. This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Roller coaster. Did you see? I mean, I don't remember them showing as many photographs on business sites like they did with this past week with the roller coasters. And one of my I saw the Brooklyn Cyclone, the old roller coaster there at Coney Island. The old Woody roller coaster there at Coney Island. And there were some other ones as well. Roller coaster. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Market route wipes $114 billion from fortunes of world's richest. No, it didn't. It wiped it away. It disappeared. It went to money heaven. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? And let's get something straight here. And again, this is a bit of a lesson. Take a look at all of these, the world's wealthiest people. Do you think that they have that money in cash? No. No. They have to sell stock in their companies in order to get cash outside of the dividends that they receive from their portfolios that they have. For every seller, there has to be a buyer. Yes, there's a certain value that is put on these things. But again, if all of a sudden Mark Zuckerberg decides to sell all of his Facebook stock that is worth X at one point in time, do you think that he's going to get that money back? Or do you think it's going to drive the stock price down because of all of the sales pressure put on? None of this matters. Do you think that any of these people were the slightest bit even nervous about what was taking place at all? Do you think Warren Buffett gave it even a thought? Do you think Warren Buffett even looks at his, even, he doesn't even have, he's got a huge investor in Apple. And I kid you not, I know it's part of his shtick. I know it does. He doesn't even have an iPhone. He still uses a flip phone. Do you think that he's checking to see where the markets are trading over the course of the day? Do you think that a guy like him is making moves based upon the stock market? No. Invest like a wealthy man. I want to touch on this quickly, too. I alluded to it earlier on in the program. The markets, and I'm not the only one that's been saying this. I actually have people that I normally disagree with. Guys like Jim Cramer come out and echo what we've been saying here on the program. The markets need fixing. They do. The markets are broken. And you got other big-time investors, Leon Cooperman, Carl Icahn coming and talking about the very similar things that we've been preaching here on the program for a while when it comes to a lot of these crazy securities out there and how the market actually operates. We'll talk a little bit about that when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. We're no strangers to love.
You know the rules. And so yes. Welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show where we will never Rickroll you. Hey, Rick Astley is saw it the other day. Just so happens they got one of the best, music clubs, I guess, in the world, they call it. Not far from where I live here on the North Shore of Long Island in Huntington. And they always are getting neat bands playing there all the time. And also a lot of throwbacks. And I saw that Rick Astley's going to be there soon. Boy George and Culture Club were there not long ago. All this blasts in the past 80s stuff. Anyway. I'll tell a quick story. Here, kind of what I was alluding to and talking about, problems with the markets that I saw coming a long, long time ago. And it's led to many problems. And I'm telling you right now, it hurts me and it hurts you. It does. It's dipping into our pockets. It's hurting our returns. And it's allowed to continue. And it's unfortunate. I mean, I got to deal with it. It is what it is. It's the terrain. This is the terrain and I've got to deal with it. And I help my clients through it. I don't have to like it. And when was it? The last time, trying to get the exact year. I can't remember. Last time I was on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange was sometime in the late 1990s. I'm guessing 1998. 1998, 1999. And I kind of remember it vividly because it was one of those absolutely gorgeous spring days. It was absolutely beautiful out. And I was having a whole bunch of clients come in, different places around the country, various different reasons. And I took them, was giving them a tour, the New York Stock Exchange, getting them on the floor. And we actually had them speak with one of the specialists on the floor. And he was kind of, it was an interesting guy, and he was kind of talking about, because at that point in time, the NASDAQ market was all the rage. That's where all the new and hot companies would go. They'd go to the NASDAQ, and he was explaining to everybody the differences and how it works. It's sad to say that the New York Stock Exchange has basically gone away, too. It has. You go to the New York Stock Exchange today, it's nothing more than a soundstage. It's like a movie set. That's all. The things that took place this past week, as far as the markets are concerned, wouldn't have happened if we had specialists on the floor. Wouldn't have happened. You wouldn't have had people walking away from bids and markets drop like that. Wouldn't have happened. And that's just a fact. And again, I saw this one coming a mile away. I couldn't for the life of me understand why in the world you would want to turn a nonprofit entity like the New York Stock Exchange into a for-profit entity when they're supposed to basically be the umpire, the person conducting, making sure everything is done in a fair and equitable manner. It used to actually mean something. It was a big deal. You become a member of the New York Stock Exchange. It was a big deal. They threw that all away. And it's a shame. It really is. It's also a shame the way the machines have taken over. And they have. You know, you want to do the comparisons. You want to do 2001 Space Odyssey with HAL doing the trading. Or I mentioned the Whopper from War Games. Or, I don't care, Terminator. Yeah. You got outfits that are set up to trade at the, I'm not kidding, the speed of light. And when I say literally the speed of light, I'm not like a teenage girl using the word literally too often. They trade at the speed of light. They're set up to do that, which basically makes them penny shavers, middlemen, looking for little ways to get in and out and shave a penny here or there. They don't own things for very long. They're not investors. They don't provide any service to this country. It's nothing more than, it's like a high-speed bureaucracy. That's all it is. You want to think of it as that? It's a high-speed bureaucracy that gums up the works. And we're lied to and we're told that these things are great and it increases liquidity. Shut up. I never, ever, 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 ever had problems with liquidity. Never. I wanted a place to trade. I would get that trade executed. You tried placing a trade this past Monday, see what happened. A buy or sell. You wouldn't have gotten executed. You wouldn't have gotten executed. No way. These high-frequency traders and all of this machine crap must go away. It was better before. It was. Outside of the people that are actually involved in stealing all those pennies and reaching into your pocketbook and taking that money, outside of them, everyone will tell you it's a disaster. It is. It's licensed to steal, pretty much. Licensed to steal. And why we tolerate it, people, I don't know. I don't know. So again, I know it's kind of interesting to see people that, Kramer, I watched him. I watched him, and it was Monday, and I don't know, it sounded like he was still drunk from he's a big Eagles fan. It sounded like he was still drunk from the Super Bowl the night before, but he was spot on in his assessment. I'll hand him that. I said I can be critical of him and some of the things that he says and that he's done, but he was spot on. Needs to go away. Anyway, Guys, I'm telling you right now, I haven't even gotten to 10% of what we got to go over. I got to talk about that little portfolio fire drill. We've done it before here on the program. I think now is a good time. We'll get into that next hour on the program. I know there's a lot of business news and stuff as well. I actually going to give a kudos next hour to Elon Musk. I'm usually making fun of him, but he did well with his little rocket ship launch, did he not? Don't go anywhere. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
You could pass a law that makes it hard to get this kind of gun in a new condition. You're going to struggle to keep it out of the hands of someone who's decided that's what they want to use because there's so many of them out there already that would be grandfathered in. You can do a background check. The truth is, in almost all these cases I cited, the individual either erroneously passed the background check or would have passed it or did.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio earlier today on the Senate floor. Now, he was again, of course, addressing the gun control issues and the possible talk of banning certain types of weaponry. This all after the school shooting that took place yesterday in Florida, where 17 people were killed and several others were injured. Democratic Senator Kamala Harris of California says now is not the time to play politics.
Maybe it will shock some people into understanding this cannot be a political issue. We have to be practical. I support the Second Amendment, but we have to have smart gun safety laws.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
On February 16th, from PureFlix,
Samson, chosen by the living God,
a hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 16th. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
Defense Secretary James Mattis has announced that 29 nations of NATO will maintain a training force in Iraq. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Speaking from Brussels, Mr. Mattis announced that NATO will sustain its investment in Iraq to project stability into the geopolitical heart of the Middle East.
We will go to a consistent mission in Iraq to build the capabilities that they believe they need to sustain this effort and protect their people from an uprising of another type of terrorist organization, something like this.
He also announced that America supports NATO's initiative for the training mission in Iraq.
As we learn more and more details about the shooting that took place at a school in Florida, one of the big questions was, how was Nicholas Cruz allowed to get on campus? Robert Runcy is the Broward County superintendent. He explains how Cruz was able to get on campus.
On the campus at the time of this missile, and that is a fairly open time for the campus, and he entered the facility at that moment.
This is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
And now with a look at some of the major stories going on around the world today, here's USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
A study of 21 U.S. diplomats serving in Havana, Cuba, has found that a majority of those who left the island after complaining of loud noises in their homes and hotel rooms are suffering from possible acquired brain injury. Of those 21 diplomats, 18 had vision problems and difficulty sleeping, 17 experienced various cognitive impairments, and 15 recorded trouble hearing. There's been speculation the Cuban government or other actors used a sort of sonic weapon against the diplomats, though investigations continue, and Cuba denies any wrongdoing. Russia is accusing unspecified Western countries of interference ahead of presidential elections next month. Russia's foreign ministry spokesperson levied that claim